let's get to this first topic from FoxNews.com. AOC says she's taking a break from Twitter because of anxiety and then started tweeting again in the afternoon. So, famed millennial representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez announced on Instagram that she was taking a break from Twitter because she felt anxious upon being caught maskless in Florida and then catching the coronavirus, even though she was like 65th jabbed. I don't know. What is it? Infinity jab at this point? They give you the infinity symbol and just jab that repeatedly. I'm pretty sure that's what's going on. So she makes this big announcement like millennials tend to do. Oh, I feel so terrible. Oh, I'm so upset. Oh, I'm so anxious. I have to stop tweeting for my own mental health. Yeah, and then like 6 hours later, she went back on and started tweeting at Joe Manchin. Does it shock you? Doesn't shock me. But she couldn't help herself. And we all know she isn't tweeting, right? She hasn't been using Twitter for about a year because the words that are being used there are way too big. They're way too articulate. And they don't have like, cha, or ya in any of these things. In any of them. Because, you know, if she was tweeting, she'd be like, Joe Manchin is like such a racist, cha. But, you know, it's her 21-year-old intern who's getting donuts and coffee and has to tweet for her. She's not back on Twitter. But she's forcing one of her unpaid interns to be her, to take all her Twitter nonsense. But this idea that we should care, that we should actually care about what this woman does. I'm leaving Twitter! You, all right, attention lady, we get it. There's another word I could call her, but I'm trying to keep it family friendly. Yeah, attention flapper. Just stop using it like a normal person. No. I'm leaving! I'm back! Okay, thanks. Yeah, yes, psycho. Yeah, she's that girl. Ah, you don't love me! Oh, why you stop being mean? Okay, you know what? Got it. Thanks. But, that's going to be something you'll probably see Fox run with for the next 2 days, talking about AOC leaving Twitter and coming back when it's nothing more than a millennial acting like a millennial. All emotional, all based on nothing more than this idea of instant attention and trying to get some kind of traction for whatever it may be. And it's just gross. And it's another reason why social media is just nothing but a pile of sticks. I'm sorry, a bundle of sticks. So there you go, folks. That is your opening story today. It's not a heavy hitting one by any means, but then again, it's February 2nd. What we're going to be talking about is few and far between, at least for important stories. I am not talking about Whoopi. And I'm not talking about Joe Rogan. This is classic distraction topics. It's classic wag the dog. The war thing didn't work. The Ukraine war thing didn't work. So now we got to talk about Whoopi and Joe. Whoopi and Joe. Which sounds like a bad off-Broadway play. But now we're going to be talking about this because the regime needs to distract from you know, everything else. You know, and
the reason why she got suspended was so that Whoopi and Joe could make that show.
Oh, that's right. Right. They can.
You know, like how wrestlers get injured.
Right. Because we know where's Whoopi going to be. Where's she going to go? She's going to go on Joe Rogan's podcast in like a week. I'm telling you what's happening. That's going to be both their ways back in. But I'm not going to talk about it because I don't want to give these people attention. And I just dropped below 100. At least I had 104 for a while, so I'm taking the win. Anyway, it's time to rip and read some headlines. All right, let's head on over to American Greatness and check out what's happening with Liz Scheld and the American Greatness. Headlines for today. Top of the fold. National debt surpasses $30 trillion. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We just surpassed $30 trillion for the first time. I don't like the way that's phrased, for the first time. That should be like, this is bad. Not like, hey, it's another milestone. No, 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 no. That's not the way to look at it. That's not, no, no. It's not like when you grow up and you, your mom puts the little, the measuring lines on the door. Oh, you're 3 feet. Oh, you're five feet. No, no, no. This is not, don't do that. Not for this. Anyway. 10:15, the president and vice president will receive their daily briefing, which is ridiculous. And then at 1:30, they're all going to start talking about this thing called cancer moonshot, where Joe Biden, apparently, Two Scoops, is talking about this idea that he's going to eliminate cancer. Remember when Obama was like, Joe, go eliminate cancer. And he's like, I'll get cancer, stupid dog face. Idiot cancer. But I like how they're calling it moonshot. It's a bid to cut cancer deaths in half in 25 years. Okay. But you guys can't handle a disease with a 99% survival rate. So I'm sure you guys are going to do a heck of a job with that whole cancer thing. Joe's going to come out and be like, we're just going to put masks on your tumor. Huh? Yeah, that's right. Pfizer's going to give you a shot. Huh? Hey, shut up. It's going to work. That's $100,000 per citizen. Rick Barrett of the Barrett Brief does not have $100,000 on hand to pass the hat around. Can't Elon Musk, like, buy our debt or something like that? Might as well. That's the solution for every other problem. Oh, Elon Musk will fix it. All right, Elon Musk, buy our debt. Buy it with Dogecoin, too. That would be even better. Let's see. So, the national debt. This is from CNN Business. America's national debt just hit another sobering milestone. Total public debt outstanding is now $30 trillion. Government borrowing accelerated during COVID-19. And whose fault was that? That was Trump's fault. As Washington spent aggressively to cushion the economic blow from the crisis. Hold up. Hold up. Wave that off. Wave off the flag on this one. There was no, the only reason there was an economic blow from the crisis is because you idiots in the governments, and I'm talking federal, state, and local, all got behind the idea that John Hopkins just told you doesn't work.
Oh, we gotta have lockdowns. Lockdowns are gonna be the thing that's gonna save everybody.
No. Lockdowns didn't do anything but allow the government to blow out, what was it, $1 trillion in a year with American rescue plans? Oh, okay, here's a good one. The national debt has surged by $7 trillion since the end of 2019. This next sentence from CNN is either the most brilliant sentence ever written or just retarded. I'll leave it up to you. And I quote, it is impossible to know how much debt is too much, but and economists remain divided over how big of a problem this really is. $30 trillion in debt is a problem. And I don't care. I'm an economist. I just tell you what I think. You ever heard of Rumpelstiltskin? Like, what? What are you talking about? What do you mean we don't know how much debt is too much? How about $100,000 of debt? That's like saying in your house, we're about $200,000 in debt, but I think we're going to be fine. We're just going to keep spending. Are you what? No, that's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.